Hey everyone. You know what day of the week it is? It's Monday, which means it's Get to Know Night, the weekly show where you ask me questions and I answer them to the best of my ability. This week we have tons of questions, as per usual. We're well over the 100 mark, so let's start chipping away at this. The first question from Anonymous is there any shows that I binge watched recently? I would have to say Solar Opposites was the last show that I binge watched. It was really good. Same people who did Rick and Morty, Justin Roiland, he works the show, and yeah, it's pretty funny. There's one season, it's on Hulu, so I think that's the last thing I binge watched. Anonymous asks, what are your favorite not safe work videos to film, and your favorite safe work videos to film? God, what's my favorite safe work video? Not safe work, that's hard. That's a hard one. But safe work, my favorite safe work thing to film. I'm really enjoying this Halloween stuff that I've been doing because it's really out of the box. Been a lot of, like, really different things, which I've been enjoying a lot. I guess that's my answer. I like when I get to do out of the box kind of things. I don't really feel like I get a whole lot of time to do them, but yeah. Anonymous asking, can you do more not safe work videos? Yes, I can. I've done quite a bit this month already, but there'll be a few more. Let's see. Where do you see yourself in 5 years? Definitely 5 years older. I don't know. I want to be doing the same thing in 5 years, but just better. That would be ideal. That's my answer. I'd love to be doing the same thing, but better in 5 years. I'd love to have the gaming channel worked on more in like a serious capacity. That would be really nice. What's your biggest insecurity? I don't know. What's my biggest insecurity? What's my biggest insecurity? I think my biggest insecurity is what a lot of people's biggest insecurity is, which is like just not being good enough. I think it's probably what's a lot of people's biggest insecurity, I'd say. Let's see. Can you do more pregnancy and dad videos? Yeah. Without a doubt. I can definitely do more of them. Would you ever let your partner peg you? Probably not. I don't think that would ever happen. Let's see. Marie asks, hey, I was wondering if you have nice handwriting and if you could show your handwriting. You know what reminds me of my handwriting? I don't think I have great handwriting. But I don't hate it enough that I would hide it. I can show it. Let's see. Anonymous asks, when your video on YouTube appears live, do you ever read the YouTube chat comments? Occasionally I do, yeah. I definitely take a look at them every now and then. Let's see. Anonymous asks, hey, really like your audios. Wondering if there'll be more Vampire Night this year. I love the concept. That's a good question. I wasn't going to do any follow-ups from last year's Halloween, but maybe I should. I think it was Alice in Wonderland and then Vampire Night. I don't know if I did a third. I wanted to do more for Halloween. I think I did a fair amount this year. Let me just take a little swing at how many Halloween holidays have I had so far. I've had four. Let's see, is it four? Yeah, it's four. Yeah, because I Spy was in September and Superheroes was in September too. Yeah, and then so was Fighting. Yeah, so four. Although I kind of wish I pushed those closer to Halloween, because I think Halloween is the best when it's like all like make believe and make pretend and all that kind of stuff. I think that's what I want to start using October for in the future, is like more of the fun stuff that I just don't really do all year round, I think. But yeah, Vampire Night. Will I do more of it? Probably. I will. Yes. I'll try to get like a Vampire Night out. I think I have 3 more uploads in October. So hopefully in one of them I'll get Vampire Night out. Anonymous asks, cats or dogs? I'm a dog person. I love cats, but I'm definitely a dog person. Anonymous says, if you have to wear one outfit for the rest of your life, what would it be? That's a hard one. If I had to only wear one thing forever. I feel like there's two minds I have about this question. One is to be incredibly comfortable or incredibly stylish. So like part of me is like, I would want to wear a tuxedo every day. Or on the other side, I'd like to wear like basketball shorts and a t-shirt. It's like one or the other. I want to be either in a tux or the most comfortable thing possible. So one of the two. That's my answer. Let's see. Anonymous asks, does it bother you to know that based on past AMAs, people are worried about you stop... Oh, God. I'm struggling to read this question. Sorry. Does it bother you to know, based on past AMAs, that people are worried you're going to stop making content? Does it bother me? I don't know if it bothers me. I don't know. I feel like it's fair for anyone to be concerned that at any moment I could just stop doing what I'm doing, I guess. Just because in a lot of... I guess the environment that I remember in Reddit was very much like that, where at any moment someone could just be like, oh, I'm done, and hang up their audio creating hat and just walk away from it. And that happened many times with a lot of different creators. But I don't... I mean, I think it's a little different now. I think being on YouTube and the way I'm on YouTube now has kind of changed the... like the ethos around what I'm doing. I don't see myself hanging up the hat of creating these audios. I like the space that I'm in now. It feels a lot more, I don't know. I'm really happy with doing stuff on YouTube. It just feels, there's a lot of stuff I can say bad about YouTube. I can really complain about YouTube in a lot of different ways, but I think YouTube has really given me an opportunity to, create things and express myself in ways that I wouldn't be able to otherwise, and I'm really appreciative of that. And I think stopping and not doing that is a disservice to, well, one, you guys, the audience, and two, myself, because I'm like in this, I don't know, there's times when I have writer's block about it and, you know, I'm stuck, but for the most part I'm in a groove, and I really love the stuff that I'm putting out, and I'm pretty overjoyed about the type of content that I've been making recently. So long story short, I don't think I'm going to stop. I understand people being afraid of it, but I would like to reassure you to know that it's not something that's going to happen. I hope that I keep doing this for years to come. I really hope I am. So, I'm sorry for people being concerned about it, but my response is, don't worry, I'm not going anywhere. That was a really long-winded way of getting there. So, this is from Anonymous. A lot of people want you to do a yell at us video, being aggressive. Do you find it funny? Is it something you'd consider doing? Or do you find it silly? Is it something I'd consider doing? I think is the first one. Do I find it funny? Yeah, I think it's a little... It is funny, because I understand. I understand what they're asking for. And I think it's funny because it's probably not going to happen. I don't think there's going to be a yell at us video. I don't think that's gonna ever exist. At least not for a while. If it does ever exist, it's not gonna happen this year. Yeah, I don't know. It's one of those requests that you get that you're just like, I don't know how to make it into what I'd want, you know? Like I could easily make something where I'm just yelling, but I don't think I'd be like satisfied with it or happy with it. Yeah, I think it's one of those things where I'm going to continue to kind of struggle with it for a while until I can find the angle that I want for it. Yeah. Anyway, anonymous asks, how do you get injured? Have you recovered yet? I really don't want to get into how I got injured, but I am doing a lot better. Doing a lot better. It kind of sucks for streams because my back ends up hurting after about an hour and a half or so. But it's definitely doing light years better than it was because I was in really bad shape about mid-September. But now I'm doing just worlds better. Only downside is just sitting for streams. So Anonymous asks, have you been to Scandinavia? God, I wish. I really want to go to Norway and Denmark and Sweden. That'd be wonderful. Haven't had a chance. Anonymous says, how big is your bed and what color comforters do you have? I have many different colored comforters. I have a brown one and a blue one. And my bed's a queen, so. Okay, and next one. Let's see. Anama says, do you think males and females can be friends only? Yeah. I think people from opposite genders could, of course, be friends. I think there's like a societal stigma in some ways about people being platonic with someone of the opposite sex, but it's possible, and I don't think it's something that's bad. Yeah, it's totally possible. I think having a diverse group of friends is important. It gives you perspective and grounds you in different ways. So I think platonic relationships with people of the other sex is great and is important. That's kind of where I'm going to end it today. this was kind of a rambly one. But I hope you enjoyed it. And I will talk to you again next Monday. Have a good week now.